Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to take you inside the Senator Ted Stevens indictment for about 20, 30 minutes with Dr. Nick Baggage coming up in 20 minutes. Then Bob Chapman coming on to break down some of the financial developments that have been happening in the fourth hour. Open phones then for Bob Chapman. For the next 19 minutes, we are joined by Vincent Bugliosi, best-selling author many times over, one of the most successful prosecutors in U.S. history, also of the Manson family. His book, Despite a Media Blackout, A Dominant Corporate Media Blackout, is number 9 on the New York Times bestseller list. The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. It's very important that this book go to number 1, so it cannot be ignored. It's not being ignored now. He's already been before Congress, boldly saying prosecute Bush for murder. You could hear gasp and freakouts by the little neocon fake conservatives up there who destroyed the name of conservatism in this country. Absolute trash. And the cowardly Democrats that were basically had their arms twisted into even allowing the hearings, trying to shut them down, but they couldn't shut down Vincent Bugliosi. Let's go to your phone calls. David in Montreal, Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, David, you're on the air. Okay, he's listening to his radio. Let's move on. Walt in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I have a couple questions for Mr. Bugliosi.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you willing to also recommend the prosecution of Knight of Malta, George Tenet, and all of the other members of the Knights of Malta that are running this country for Rome? And are you willing to prosecute those high-level Roman Catholics for their complicit involvement in this false war in Iraq as well as 9/11?
Well, this Malta or whatever you said, I'm not familiar with that term, Walt, but at the grand jury hearings, the testimony before the grand jury, and documents would be subpoenaed, of course, and there'd be investigators interviewing people. All types of information and evidence would come out at this state right now.
So you're saying you'd be looking at Tenet, though?
Well, yeah. But at this particular point, certainly Bush did not conspire with himself. He didn't do it himself. He conspired with others. And the two that would almost undoubtedly be prosecuted along with him, and I talk about it in the book, are Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney. I have a sense that Rove is up over his head in this, but the grand jury testimony would probably answer that question. Rumsfeld, I'm not sure about. I have a sense about Powell that his only sin is weakness. But in answer to your question, the grand jury proceedings would determine with the accompanying investigation who joined with Bush in taking this nation to war on a lie. But right now, off the top of my head, I would say certainly there's Bush, Cheney, and Rice. Whether there are more than that, I don't know. Possibly Tenet also.
Mr. Bugliosi.
Yes, sir.
And one more thing. You need to read a book called Vatican Assassins, Wounded in the House of My Friends, which talks about 9/11 and all the people behind it.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Hey, Walt, we don't screen your calls. We let you on there. And, by the way, the Vatican has been against the war over there. I'm not Catholic. I'm not getting in the middle of this. And I let you come on and ask your question. But the person you talk about has told nothing but lies and BS about me. So I know the stuff he's saying, that is his view, is a bunch of lunacy. Okay? And Mr. Bugliosi, it's just craziness. And so we're here trying to talk about serious issues. And you say, yes, I'd look at trying to go after Tenet, and that isn't enough. And then people that have slandered me and my family, said horrible things about me, have to then make the show about selling their dirty book. Okay, and I don't mean that the Vatican is involved in evil or the Nazis in World War II. I have guests on about that, like Jim Mars. But serious historical people who don't run around saying lies about me. So just this isn't the place for you to do that. Go hawk your bull somewhere else, pal. That same guy says they drop bombs out of flying saucers, and the nuclear bombs are magical, and black people need to be put in another country and everything else. Okay, but then since I don't hail your God, I'm bad. This is the mental illness of the American people. They have a very serious person on the air talking about serious issues, not quack garbage. I'm sorry, Mr. Bugliosi. I tried to let him run with his question if it was serious, and it just turned into pure bull. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls for Vincent Bugliosi. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Vincent Bugliosi. Then we'll talk to Dr. Nick Begich, who's also lining up his brother probably for Monday. The mayor of Anchorage, he is running against Senator Ted Stevens. And this is a guy that wants to shut the internet down. Just completely out of his mind. He says the internet is a bunch of tubes and just unbelievable. That you, quote, dump stuff on, like a truck. I mean, just out of his mind, like McCain, who has said that he doesn't use a computer, doesn't know how to use a computer. Just they are not connected to reality. And that's what scares me. You know, we want to think the government's in control, even if it's evil, but that they know what they're doing. And they certainly have their systems and their corrupt bureaucracies and the corporate interest. But more and more, it's not an act. A lot of people in the power structure, and this happens throughout history, have now gotten so decadent, so inbred, so spoiled that I think they think they're in control, but I think they're losing control. Like the neocons want an attack on Iran when every analyst we've had on, hundreds of them, says doubling in oil prices, depression, could start World War III, but they still want it. Your comments on that, Vincent Bugliosi, then we're going to go back to calls.
Well, you're asking me to comment on something that one of my strengths, if I have any strengths, is that I know my limitations, and I think you're asking me to comment on something that's outside my area of expertise.
But obviously, starting a new war is not a good idea.
Oh, the Iran thing, you know, I'm telling you, I'm so immersed in this Bush thing. I know about the Bush administration giving an indication that they may go to war in Iran. I know about that. I'm not reading any of the articles. I got a stack of papers up to the ceiling and magazines I just haven't read.
You've got tunnel vision on the issue at hand, is why
absolutely
you're such a good prosecutor.
I want to see Bush in court being prosecuted for murder. But I've heard about the Iranian thing, but I haven't studied it at all, and therefore I should not be sounding off on it.
I understand, sir. specializing is what you're doing. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Steve in Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I have a quick question for Mr. Bugliosi, and then I'd like to comment on Cy Hirsch, if you'll allow it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Bugliosi, is it legal to set up a private fund or a bounty, if you will, to be awarded to the first prosecutor who will take this?
Yeah, that's a bribe. That's illegal.
It's illegal.
Well, let's get the prosecutors. Hold on. Let's get his take. I just blurted that out.
I don't know if I know the answer to that. If you offer money to influence a public act, that is bribery. Whether this particular thing would fall within the realm of bribery, I don't know.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, it sounds like bribery. Although bribery always, as you know, is behind the scenes. It's covert.
Something Karl Rove would do to then discredit the whole process of going after them for crimes. That's a dirty trick. That's called black propaganda, and that is a horrible idea. I'm not mad at you.
Here's the other thing that I'm concerned about. If this were to go to trial, it would be the biggest murder trial in American history, and I hope if there's a prosecutor out there that steps forward that he's not doing so just for the enormous publicity. Wherever he is, in Fargo, North Dakota, Lexington, Kentucky, the whole world press would be at his door. He'd be on the cover of every magazine. So let's hope if a prosecutor steps forward, it's not for publicity, but to bring about justice for the American people.
Now, here's an example. Let's say a real prosecutor steps forward who's willing to risk their life and their name and everything else with this clear-cut case Vincent Bugliosi and others have put together. I guarantee you the White House would have some clown pop up who would act crazy and ridiculous and probably talk about flying saucers at the meetings and at the press conferences to discredit the whole thing. I mean, they got a lot of dirty tricks, folks. I mean, Karl Rove got caught bugging his own office. Don't forget that. You know, back when he was at the state here in Texas. So they play all sorts of games. But I'm not mad at you for asking the question, Steve. It's a good question because we could then answer it. But anything else?
My point about the Cy Hirsch story actually plays into dirty tricks, which is basically in listening to the story. And again, I probably know about as much as Mr. Bugliosi. I've just kind of heard what you've been saying about it and read a little bit about it. But the story just doesn't add up for me right now. Like, number one, I just find it kind of odd that it would be leaked at all. And number two, the fact that they were, purportedly talking about using Navy SEALs as the decoys just seems a little strange to me why wouldn't they just, grab one of these goat herders out of the torture prison, put them on a remote-controlled boat and sail them out there, blow it up.
Please don't give them ideas, please, and I appreciate your call. Goodness. Goodness gracious, don't give them ideas here. Listen, you judge a tree by its fruits. You will know them by the fruits. Cy Hirsch broke the torture information on Operation Phoenix in Vietnam. He broke a bunch of other things. There are people in CIA, in FBI, in Defense Intelligence, in the White House that do not like what's going on. And so he has been leaked info over and over and over and over and over again that has proven to be accurate. And so, no, this is somebody in a big White House boardroom meeting, strategy session, who is upset and doesn't like what's happening. And we know Cy Hirsch has incredible sources. And I'm going to play it later. We have the tapes of Rumsfeld with the war correspondents, who are all former generals and colonels, saying, man, we sure need another 9/11. That would sure help us or some incident. Okay, and that got released. So the government is not invincible. They're not perfect. They're not infallible. And people say, well, stuff like this would come out if it was true. It does come out. Vincent Bugliosi?
Well, yeah, stuff eventually comes out, but frequently behind the scenes. The Pentagon Papers was leaked to the New York Times.
Ellsberg.
But we have more. We need more people being stand-up people, like you, Alex, and telling the truth and letting the chips fall where they may. There aren't too many of those people in America, unfortunately. I'm trying to think of his name, Mark Twain. Boy.
In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man.
Don't get old, Alex, but Mark Twain made a very perceptive observation. He said, why is physical courage so common, but moral courage so rare?
Yes.
So we need people to step forward. And like on this book, no major TV or major newspaper wants to step forward interview the book, have me on. They're just terrified.
And by the way,
to even talk about prosecuting Bush for murder.
And by the way, you can get on TV. I mean, you've been on TV, I guess, hundreds of times. I mean, you know, in just more modern times, you're on all the time. You're the go-to guy on so many issues. Suddenly, you're not on CNN, Fox, MSNBC.
CNN, after the Wall Street article, New York Times article, had me on CNN. Because of the New York Times article, they interviewed me for 20, 25 minutes on tape, and they put out an incredible piece of about 4 minutes that was so distorted, it was beyond recognition, it almost sounded like a Bush propaganda piece. Just to give you an example, they asked me, what's the likelihood that this thing will happen? And I said, well, there's not a high probability, and they cut me off right there. And I always go on to say, but there's a substantial possibility that as a direct result of this book, Bush is going to find himself in an American courtroom. They took all that out.
And made it sound
over
like
over
you
again,
said it was
totally
going nowhere.
Totally distorted it. So
that sounds like something.
Why there's no one that has the courage to interview me on national television about this book, I don't know. But if you were the host of one of those shows, obviously you'd have the courage. But no one has stepped forward yet. They're terrified of talking to me about the subject matter of my Bush, my book.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take another call here. Up next would be Will in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Will.
Hi, Alex.
This
is Will. I'm just starting my Awakening to the New World Order agenda, and I just had a question real quick. I was a little confused. I got on the show a little late, and Mr. Bugalosi said that hopefully one prosecutor would read the facts and would be courageous enough to prosecute. So I was wondering, why doesn't he do that?
He's not a sitting prosecutor in a county or city. He's retired.
Okay. Yeah. I had one more question. You said you talked about the Internet becoming controlled just a minute ago to limit its use. And do you think that is because the government is realizing that the resistance to tyrannical government and the police state is gaining its strength?
Yes, but also because the alternative media is kicking the butt of the mainstream media and they're losing market share. It's a cocktail of reasons. You want to comment? Well, he doesn't like to get off the side issues.
I didn't even hear a lot of his words. About his first thing, I don't know how much time we have left, but I was talking to my wife a couple days ago, and I asked her this question. I said, you know about these cold case files. You've heard about them, Alex.
Yes.
There's just one victim, and a lone detective pursues the killer for 10, 15, 20, 25 years. And then we hear stories that he's found back east, living in an assumed name. He's brought back to Austin or L.A. or Berkeley or where have you, and he's prosecuted, and justice is brought about with just one victim. So I said to her, there are 1 million victims, at least 100,000 victims in their cold graves right now, you know, as I'm talking to you, decomposing. And I said, what person in authority on the face of this globe is trying to bring about justice for these, let's say, 100,000 people, trying to bring about justice, trying to bring the killer of these 100,000 people to justice? And she said to me, well, you are. And I said, well, you didn't hear my question. I said, what person in authority is doing this? I said, I don't have the clout of an emaciated moth. I'm looking for that person in authority that, you know, does have the institutional authority to go after.
Yeah, you've done the work. You put the evidence together. You're disseminating it. You're sending it out to prosecutors. And you're saying, hey, folks, yeah, people always tell me I've got to do everything and I've got to fix it. And I'm like, hey, I'm just having the guest on the info so you people know what's going on and then can make your own decisions. This is a team effort here. Many hands make light work. No more time for calls. I appreciate your call, Will. Steve and Aaron and others, I'll get to you later, but we've got to let Mr. Vincent Bugliosi go. The book is The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, number 9 on the New York Times bestseller list. Get it online at Amazon. You can also, of course, get it at bookstores everywhere. Mr. Bugliosi, do you have a personal website?
No, I hate to tell you that I don't have a computer either. I guess McCain said he doesn't have one. I'm still in working with a yellow pad and pencil.
Go down to the law library. That's different.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But there, you know, the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder.com, I guess. It's put out by Vanguard Press. It's in all the stores and Amazon.com, and it's selling well, but we'd like to get it up to number one to get the message out to the majority of Americans so that a prosecutor will be more apt to step forward.
Well, we have to punish tyranny. We have to punish tyranny or the precedent will be set. Thank you for all the time. We are out of time. And we will talk to you again in the future if you'll join us again.
Thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Take care. We'll be right back with Dr. Nick Begich and a lot more. Stay with us.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Ted Anders for Midas, August 1st, 2008. Gold, 904, 30 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.30, $55, $4.58, $35 for half, $229, 18 for quarter. That's $9.30, $55, $4.58, $35, and $229, 18. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Next 35 minutes or so, we've got Dr. Nick Bagich on. We'll open the phones up in the next segment. Any subject you want to discuss, you can talk about. I'm trying to get his brother on with him next Monday. I had the idea a few days ago and then didn't implement it. It's his brother, the former mayor of Anchorage. His father, of course, both their father, both of them's father, was a famous congressman from up in the northern area there in Alaska, who died mysteriously in a plane crash. And Ted Stevens, the monster who tried to end the Internet. I mean, you shut down one hub, most of the web shuts down. He wanted to kill net neutrality 2 years ago. We barely beat him. They're back at it again through the companies themselves doing it. And I remember having Dr. Nick Begich on 2 years ago saying, this guy is a crook. And Nick Begich doesn't talk like that without evidence piled to the rafters. And so he is the brother of the man running against him for the Senate seat, and the man who looks like he's probably going to win if we get behind him, which we need to do. Imagine having Nick Begich's brother, who knows all about all this stuff, getting into the Senate. Just amazing. And we're not giving the New World Order a heads up. They know that. Tell us why you said 2 years ago on this show that he was as dirty as it gets.
Well, you know, there was a good friend of mine who had run against him years ago, had sort of dredged up the record. And then when you start to look at things that we knew were coming out in terms of oil and gas and what special interests, you know, the various people up here are connected to, you start to get a pretty good read on what's happening. And then it was, it was 4 years ago that I ran against one of the guys who eventually got indicted 2 years later. And then Stevens was implicated through his son, who was president of our state senate at the time. In fact, we're still waiting to see the indictments come that direction. But already, I think five legislators or past legislators already in prison. Two others are slated who were wired up for, I guess, close to a year in some cases. But Stevens was sort of the top guy in this whole chain, this whole feeding frenzy. And when you look at the establishment here in Alaska, and what they've done is basically appropriate huge federal and state resources to multinational corporations like there was a fire sale going on. And all of that starting to unravel, and the people who make the money, like this, the deal here in Alaska, what happened is Bill Allen, who was a welder, you know, back in the 80s and had no real anything, became sort of the shill for the oil industry up here. And his deal was he would become a subcontractor and get all these huge subcontracts, which he did. He had billions, literally billions of dollars in work. And even after he was indicted, and I guess he has to serve 10 years, but he spared his family, his wife and children, who were also indicted by the IRS and the Bureau and Federal Bureau of Investigation and others for criminal activity. The kids and his wife got off, and he got a minimal sentence. Pretty old guy, but he wore a wire for almost a year and had raised millions and millions. He sold his company. That was part of the deal. He had to get out of the contracting business. So he still got, I think, $390 million for that deal. And he got to keep the money, although pay back the IRS, whatever he owed them, and do some other things. But Stevens' office, and actually his home here, Senator Stevens' home, and his son's office, home, and businesses were all raided by the FBI and the IRS, because of all of the things that have gone on. And one of the ways they did this was Bill Allen did the remodel on Ted Stevens' house, and Ted Stevens paid for $130,000 worth of the work, but kind of forgot about $250,000 worth of the work, or somebody did. And that's the deal, is he got $250,000 in gifts that never got reported on his federal forms, because you got to report gifts over $300 in some of those years, because they go back to 2003. And it's from this contractor, and the same contractor was the one who implicated all the guys who were already in jail. And there was a senator identified. There was a Senator A and a Senator B, and one of these was his son, eventually identified in our media. And there's still two grand juries seated. This was the one in Washington, D.C. that just came down with all this stuff that people are reading about right now. And there's still a grand jury in Washington State looking at fisheries corruption, because Ted Stevens was passing legislation granting money to fisheries organizations who had kind of a understanding that 10% of that went to his kid, who was president of the Senate at the time.
So there's just all sorts of corruption going on.
Oh, in fact, you know, here we have a gas line, right, that we're trying to build to relieve the rest of the country of the problems, you know, and so there's big things happening there, and we've talked about them in the past. And one of, you know, when you look at that, it's the stranglehold on all of this. And what the end result is private companies are making huge, huge money because they were able to buy legislators here on a wholesale basis. You know,
stay there. Dr. Nick Begich, I want to come back and talk more about this and then get into some other geopolitical issues that are going on and take calls. He's with us for the rest of the hour. Appreciate him joining us. His brother, former mayor of Anchorage, of course, their father, a famous congressman, his brother is running for Stephen's seat and is doing very well in the polls. We can only hope and pray that he gets elected. We'll be right back with Dr. Nick Begich.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
now from the makers of Loose Change. The most downloaded film in internet history comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
What I want to bring up next for Dr. Nick Begich, who has worked in so many different areas of private industry, teaching, representing the Native tribes up in Alaska, his father a congressman, his brother in government. I want to bring up something because I'm here in the middle of Texas, and I read the oil and gas news, and I have family that, you know, work as mid-level and low-level people for oil and gas companies, and so that I hear them talking about it. And even before the New London Kelo decision of, what, now almost 3 years ago, they passed laws in the legislature of Texas that said, oh, you have a landowner Bill of Rights. But the landowner Bill of Rights says that if oil companies or gas companies or coal companies, lignite mining here, surface coal, if they want to come on your property and you won't sell it, you basically, if you don't take their first offer, it takes you out of the regular court system and puts you into administrative law, and then you have to pay court costs and then end up almost getting nothing. Now, a New London Kelo decision, the media gave it the attention that it said, well, not only is it for government interest now, but if in the case there, a big drug company, and it was Eli Lilly there in Connecticut, wanted to tear down a nice neighborhood. You know, usually it's okay if they're stealing land from poor people, but these were $300,000, $600,000, you know, two-, three-story Victorian homes on the lake, on the river there, and they literally just came and took the houses, and people who had fought in court wanting more money or not wanting to sell, some of them, you know, the grandparents have been born there, they would then say, okay, now you owe us $500,000 on your $500,000 house. You owe us money. You get nothing. And in those cases, they were also coming to houses worth, one case, $332,000. I remember it was in the paper, and I had locals on. And they would offer them $62,000 just for the lot's value. So the point I'm getting at here is then I started researching this and found out the model for this was really built in a few of the states where you have 85-90+% in some cases, like Nevada, like Utah or Alaska, and that they would just come in and either lay resources off use or give it to select groups or even come on private property. And now in Texas, I've been reading about, if a landowner won't sign an oil lease with a company, they just cut the fence now and are driving on, in some cases, drilling. And then under the law, they quote up to pay damages, but the way they've rigged it, those damages could basically be less than what a regular oil or gas lease would be. And so I'm just now learning about that it was worse than I thought. And I know Dr. Nick Baggage has represented tribes in this and his father and his brother. So he's a real expert on this because Alaska is one of the places where, it's 90+% federal and state. And so there's a lot of this happening. And that's some of the things Stevens was also tied into. Again, you have more experience than this than I do. Can you put into common sense language kind of the smorgasbord I just threw out?
Yeah, you know, the background on this is really important, and it starts with statehood back in 1958, and this is a big issue, because in statehood, we were an independent territory to some extent. I mean, we were controlled by the U.S., but as a territory, we should have been offered a lot of different things. Well, one of the deals that was made in the statehood negotiations was the state would give up its surface estate in exchange for its mineral rights and oil and gas rights. Where the federal government ever had any of those rights, the state would get 90% of the rents and royalties paid to the federal government. In exchange, we gave up a huge amount of our surface estate, because under the Constitution, the federal government was only supposed to get, you know, post offices, military bases, and that was pretty much it. You know, and the parks and all this other stuff came in various lands acts from the 1920s on up. Well, the biggest land act in Alaska, aside from statehood, was the Native Land Claims Settlement Act, which transferred 44 million acres and about $950 million to the native corporations here in Alaska as a first settlement. And that gave them essentially 9% of everything, because they got the mineral rights, energy rights, and everything, and had a priority selection before the state perfected its statehood selections and out of all federal land, which is basically everything at the time. And so that happened, and then there was 1 million acres that went to the Mental Health Trust, which was set up to cover mental health issues for Alaskans, so the federal government didn't have to underwrite it. So way back before statehood, they set up a university trust and gave them 1 million acres, and set up a mental health trust and gave them 1 million acres. And the idea was they would develop revenues from minerals and energy and surface rights to run their institutions so that the public didn't have to pay for them, but it was paid for out of public resources, which kind of makes sense when you think about a territory not being a state, not having representatives in the Senate or the House, and having sort of this caretaker relationship. And when oil was discovered, you know, everything changed. You had to have the Native Land Claims Settlement Act, because you couldn't get the international bankers to underwrite the pipeline. And that's when my dad was in Congress. He had gotten the Native Land Claims done in his freshman year and then was working on the pipeline issue when he and the majority leader for the U.S. House disappeared. And Stevens was in office then. He was still in the Senate. He was appointed in 68. He didn't win an election. He was actually appointed because of a vacancy in 68 and then won his subsequent elections. And Stevens, and, you know, goes back, I mean, to pre-statehood. He was here as a BIA attorney, or Department of Interior, rather, attorney way back then.
So he's one of the original dirtbags in all of this.
Yeah, in a lot of respects, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, he's done a lot for Alaska in a lot of ways, and no one can, you know, begrudge that. But what's happened is over the decades, you kind of lose your perspective. And I'll tell you how all the payoffs work, how they get around the rules so people get a bigger picture of this. You know, I mean, it's from the simplest things. Like, and I'm not saying necessarily this is about Ted Stevens, but about politicians in general. You know, they'll get involved in the poker game against the lobbyist. And, man, that lobbyist is folding on four of a kind, you know, and making sure the other guy is walking away with the table. And
well, that so, came out with the CIA director. They go to the Watergate Hotel, and there's hookers on one floor, alcohol and drugs if they want them on another.
Yep.
And you go in there, and you win $100,000 a week if you want to go play poker with the defense contractors.
Right, and this is the kind of illegal stuff that these guys slide around on. The other is, of course, speaking fees after they're out of office and when they can keep the money. And, you know, who's worth $1 million for a speech? I mean, get real. It's a payoff. It's like, okay, you followed the party line and you did what you were told, and now is the big payoff. And so one of the other ways is they get to invest in a little project that Joe Blow has, and, oh, for $50,000, don't worry, you're going to make $1 million in the first year. And they do. You know, they're the ones that you're warned about.
That's like Hillary and the cattle futures. I mean, around here in Austin, that's how they do it. A corrupt developer or somebody else will come by from a city council person. Barack Obama's been caught doing this. A piece of land that's worth $200,000 on the tax rolls, well, they'll just pay $600,000. Or vice versa, the politician won the piece of land worth $100,000 and it gets bought for $300,000.
Right, and this happens, or the trade. One of the other things that happened with Stevens was a car. You know, it was a classic Mustang traded for a $44,000 car, and the problem was there's a little, and $5,000 in cash. But if you add up the highest book values on these, because they're available, the Mustangs are available, he got about a $20,000 discrepancy from reality to what he did, you know. And so you start looking at all that. And
okay, now we know that's low level, though.
Yeah,
we know he was kind of becoming an embarrassing, doddering, senile person saying silly things on TV. Meanwhile, we have Halliburton getting $16 million for a $100 blue tarp. We've got no bid contracts, trillions missing from the Pentagon, all this corruption. It looked like Stevens was doing everything they told him. Was it because he became an embarrassment with the bridge to nowhere? Why did they go ahead and burn him?
I think not so much that as, you know, he's kind of an angry guy if you've ever watched him. And, you know, it's not really the public service image that you get. It's kind of the bully. And that's not public service. A lot of people tolerated it. But, you know, at the end of the day, your friends are a whole nother matter. And he has a lot of friends, for sure. But I think at the end of the day, it's really, he did a lot, you know, in terms of the earmarking process. You know, he tried to block that so they wouldn't have to report who, you know, signed up for.
Yeah, but what he
know.
Did was just help take the oil and gas from the people and then just give them a bunch of, quote, free federal money and then advertise what a great job he'd done.
Right, and let's talk about the transfer of wealth.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you aware of the fact that they're passing laws in all the states, in many of the several states, where now they're just running in and grabbing oil and gas off people's land without even asking?
Right. They tried to do it here, and there was 1,200 people showed up and burned the local legislator in effigy because he was taking money from the company trying to do it here, and they actually stopped it. And, you know, there's the estates, the way they're split out, the surface estate and the mineral rights and the energy rights, they all run separately, and the water rights for a lot of states. On the East Coast, there's some provisions for energy rights, and in Texas, there are some titles that go back far enough where people had energy rights, but a lot of it is this situation where it's a split estate. And you're right. And the thing about those takings is there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision that said they can take not in the public interest in an eminent domain case, but also for the benefit of some private company.
Yeah.
And they deem that private company's success is in
New
the
London
public
Kilo,
interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and you want to talk about fascism. I mean, how much more corporate does it get with a marriage with government? And this is the ultimate welfare. Oil and gas here on the offshore resources that are being auctioned off like there's a fire sale going on have enough proven value, according to our own USGS, to be valued today at $36 trillion. If we did what 80% of the rest of the world does is they have state-owned oil companies and they contract to the oil and gas companies, so they make a profit and it's privately run, you know, in terms of efficiency, because they get a little bit over the cost of operations, 8, 9, 10%. But that much money would retire our national debt three times over.
And if the government wasn't sitting on top, how much of the state is under federal control?
It's about 70%. And all the offshore outside of the three-mile limit, and in Alaska outside of the three-mile limit, are the big, gigantic, huge.
So that should be opened up. I mean, not just the land, but the sea, to U.S. companies and citizens. But no, it's for the environment. And they use a few hippies as the front. It has nothing to do with the environment, does it?
No, it doesn't. In fact, the big foundations that underwrite a lot of this, Rockefeller Foundation, some of the others, you know, it's about tying up the resource sort of as a safety deposit box for the future for multinationals.
And artificial scarcity.
Yeah, and then they get the price up. Everybody's worrying about getting gas money to work, and I appreciate that. I mean, I know what that's about. And the fact is, it shouldn't be this way, but now that you'll get to develop it. And, you know, a lot of this, when you start to think about it, it's a fire sale that could solve our national problems, and instead in a more balanced way with the industry. And as it is, people are going to freeze in the dark again this winter. And
well, my point is there are a lot of private landowners from the Dakotas to Texas to even Alaska,
yep,
I'm reading about in Utah, where they never get the oil and gas or coal off their property. By the time the companies are done, they might get one thousandth of what they were supposed to get. And it's just getting so corrupt. It's just so amazing.
And the fairness of this is about legislation, you know, and it's got to be starting. They need to change it to where the surface estate holder, even though they've segregated those rights, at least in the sense of in the future, we need to have them run the way they used to, where you had some water rights, you had some mineral rights, you had your timber rights, you know, and make sure they run together. And where they're separated, there needs to be a lot more consideration of the surface estate holder when these developments are planned.
Because that's another big scam.
We have 1% privately held outside of the native corporation, state, federal, and local land.
1% privately held in Alaska. And then what is it, 5% privately held in Nevada?
I think it's something like that. And, you know, the native corporations hold, you know, 9%, which is great. And they're using it in really, really good ways. But the state and the federal government, you know, they had homesteading here up until the mid-60s, and you could still get trade sites up until the early 70s. And they cut all that out. And, you know, that was the way in which you transferred to the average person based on hard work, believe me, really hard work. Certain rights that you could have. Well, they cut all that off, and the federal government has retained huge, vast estate. And then on the Statehood Act that said we were supposed to get 90%, U.S. Supreme Court said they could change that at will, and they did in the course of the National Naval Petroleum Reserve, and they're giving us half instead of 90%.
Meanwhile, this is so complex.
This
is so complex that even educated people have trouble understanding it, and that's why we're going into tyranny. It's just unbelievable.
Right.
The things
right.
that are going on. I mean, I see examples of lignite mines all over Central Texas, East Texas, where somebody doesn't want their family ranch or farm bulldozed, and the companies aren't even offering a market value.
No.
And then if they fight it, they basically end up almost getting nothing because they fought it, and they've codified it into fraudulent state law to really legalize stealing.
Right. And this is here in Alaska, you know, the surface estates, even when they're doing public right-of-ways, and it's like running over a business, they actually compensate them for fair market value based on independent appraisals. The state does. And they cover their business losses for some period of time as they're being disrupted and moved. And those settlements, I've never heard of them going to court. People have always felt like they got fair value in negotiating it. But I agree. In most states, it doesn't happen. And what happened up here that caused a big outcry is the state leased what are called coal bed methanes, which are shallow leases that are non-competitive. And they can go up to 3,000-foot wells. And in the Matsu Valley, which is highly populated, they decided to hire the local legislator to be their PR guy. And this was a cabinet maker by trade. So he was their PR guy. They burned him in effigy. He was almost thrown out of office, but decided not to run for health reasons as the recall petitions were perfected and filed with the state a few years ago. And, you know, all of this kind of nonsense. And the surface estate holder said, wait a minute, you're not coming in my yard, literally, and punching a hole in the ground and not talking to me about it. Now, there are some people that wanted to do that, that had big acreage where it wouldn't disturb other landowners, and fine, they negotiated their deals. And I guess there's some guys that are actually getting permitted and going to go forward, but they did it on a wholesale basis, you know, the whole area. And, you know, people were totally upset. So they redid the process now to where there's a better public process, and they killed most of that, and it seems to be working, where people are getting fair value. But
all right, I want to shift gears completely out of this, because we're going to come back and take a few final calls for you and let you go, and I'm going to try to get you and your brother on next week. But have you seen the latest? It just came out last night. I don't expect that you have, but I want your take on it. Headline, Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran at a media conference a few weeks ago, and the YouTube video's out there, at the Campus Progress Journalism Conference. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh revealed how neocons convened around Dick Cheney a few months ago and brainstormed ways to kick off World War IV, as they finally call it. They wanted to build ships almost identical that looked the same as the Iranian patrol boats, and basically have Navy SEALs come in and fire on the larger ships and have a shootout between them and then put that on the news. And then Cy Hirsch just reports it like it's no big deal and says, oh, we decided not to put it in the magazine. I mean, the White House source confirmed it, but, you know, that's not news. I mean, what is wrong with Hirsch?
You know, it is bizarre. It's access. You know, see, and that's the thing that's so important to these guys. They whore themselves out for that little bit of access. Because otherwise, you know, this administration is famous for just turning you off. But they got to report something. So, you know, that's the way it goes. And nobody picks it up. You know, it virtually goes nowhere. It hit a little blip on the radar screen for 30 seconds and was gone. You know, and that's how these things play out. And it's because there's way, way too much power, and there's no check in that power. I mean, when you can, for a few grand and a few trinkets, bribe your Congress, which is what's gone on, and your legislatures in places where it matters, and what happens is, slowly and over time, it erodes not just the integrity of that Constitution, but it erodes our lifestyles as Americans. And look around, from NAFTA to all of the ridiculous trade agreements.
Stay there. Got a break. Finish the point after the break. Got a Nick Beckett.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
if
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of justicism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Why the union's a big businessman, and it's going down like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon.
We're going to keep Dr. Baggett under 5 minutes with us in the next hour, and then we're going to get his brother on Monday. That's getting lined out right now. He's agreed to come on. We just got to get it on his schedule. And I want to take a few calls here that are going to be all over the map, but that's fine. You've got info on everything. And let's give out your brother's website as well. He was already leading in the polls against Ted Stevens, Mr. Kill the Internet, Mr. Accepting Gifts, Ted Stevens. But now it's really looking good. I mean, it I don't want to jinx anything, but it looks like your brother's going to be in the next senator from Alaska.
It looks very good for him. He's in double digits as of the latest polls on going this week. And, you know, he's going to have a tough race. I mean, he's raised $1.25 million in 4 months from 4,100 people, which is an incredible base, you know, to work from. And a lot of those are outside of Alaska. So people want to get involved in this campaign that way. Go to Begich, B-E-G-I-C-H, Begich.com, and get involved in his campaign. He's going to make a big difference for not just Alaska, but for the rest of the country.
Begich.com, wow. And I'm going to enjoy the access through you and then getting him on once he is a senator. We're getting just, I mean, over time, I guess being here on the air for 13 years, you get to know more people, and as they move into more positions, that's just kind of how it works. And so many people, Dr. Begich, think we're supposed to be losers, think that we're supposed to fail at all this, think that we don't have any power and the corrupt elite is invincible. No, they're always scared of the people, the alternative media, because they know history and they know what highly motivated groups can do. And so many of my listeners are great, but so many others get mad when we have celebrities on, or mad when we have big people on, and get upset and suspicious when, you know, Governor Ventura or all these other people come on and say 9/11 is an inside job. No, folks, we're starting to turn the corner. We don't need to be beautiful losers. We need to win. And I think realizing that we can win and having that attitude is a big part of the battle, Doctor.
I agree with you. And, you know, you're only defeated when you stop breathing, you know what I mean? Then it's over, and then whatever happens, happens, you know. But there's a lot to say for what a few people can do. And, you know, my family, although we're different in a lot of our politics, certain things are fundamental, you know, in the personal privacy issues, gun ownership, the things that are important to most Americans to keep the government honest are the same for us. And, you know, that's what's been missing in so much of this is a recognition of where the root of the Constitution lies, and that is in the freedoms and the liberty to debate, to have discussion. When you have things like the Internet, the 21st century communication tool, it would have been like our founding fathers being told, no more mail unless we open it all, you know, and they would have been another revolution. The fact is, the privacy issues, the complex issues of today require a new generation of leadership out of both parties. And that's what's long overdue. And Ted Stevens, in 40 years, has done some things for Alaska that are great. But at this stage of his career, he has lost touch with the fundamentals of what government is. You know, when I was a tribal administrator, we invited him in 4 different occasions to come and see what our tribe was doing. And rather than ever show up or allow anyone on his staff to come, even when it was arranged, he preempted it. And it was because he wanted to wipe out every tribal government in Alaska to even solidify more power for a federal agency that already has way more than they need, not just here, but everywhere else. And the things that he does have authority to get to do, like oil and gas, have been given away when we could have been negotiating much better deals with the oil industry and paying off the national debt. I mean, think about that for your grandchildren. We could have done it this generation, and we still can. And that requires a different view of how government works, and a different view of what the public resources should be generating in fair market value. And that's what's not happening with our natural resources in Alaska.
We got a break before we end this hour and come back and take 2 or 3 calls in the next 5-minute segment. Fire out your websites.
It's Begich.com for my brother and EarthPulse.com for my website.
EarthPulse.com. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The 4th hour, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved